Well, first of all, when the Hebrew word Asher and the Greek word Makarios were translated in the King James Version, and actually in Tyndale and Wycliffe's earlier English versions, and the King James translators tended to follow their lead, the word blessed was a common English word that meant to be happy in God. So it was a synonym for happiness, but it was a happiness from a source, and God was that source. So blessed are you was a happy are you, and that's what it meant. That is an actual, it was a good translation, in other words, back then, because that's what blessed meant. So ironically, the King James translates Asher and Makarios both as happy in various places, maybe about a third of the time at least with Makarios, but then when it says blessed, it's not saying this isn't happy. I mean, that's the legitimate meaning of the term as is translated elsewhere, and obviously they understood that these were interchangeable terms, and it was just a preferential thing. And when I was doing my research, I thought, well, how can I demonstrate what the word blessed really meant to the average English speaker some time ago? And so I found the Noah Webster's Dictionary, which seems like it was 1820-something, and I looked it up, and sure enough, you look up blessed, and it uses the word happy or happiness four or five times in describing what that word actually means. So some people then today, now that blessed has a different meaning, and many words change their language over time. Many words change their meaning over time, and that's just the nature of a progression. I have some birds that are fighting outside of my window, and I'm
they're
not sure
happy.
If that's coming. Yeah, I'm not sure if that's coming across or not. But
I can hear them, but it makes me happy. I'll tell you the truth. Oh, I love birds.
Okay,
keep going.
Well, in that case, then I'll leave that window open. No, I think I actually better shut it. I'll be right back.
No, you need to stay with me. We're on live radio. He went to the window, but it's okay because the birds are fighting, and he will be right back. My producer in 6 years has never laughed out loud on the show.
Okay, and here I am.
We're
this
good.
Is impromptu.
This is good.
This hasn't the last time something like this happened was, I think, a couple years ago in an interview, and my dog Maggie cornered a squirrel. And so, to say the least, we had some sound effects. But
yes, we're good, though.
Anyway, so thank you, Lord, for the birds. But anyway, so on the whole happiness thing, and bless it, so what some people say is, I don't like these modern translations that are using the word happy instead of blessed, because blessed is the sacred, holy word, and we don't even know what it means anymore. And I did a poll on Facebook, on my Facebook page, and had over 1,000 responses when I said, what comes into your mind when you hear the word blessed? Of course, it's the way it's spelled, it can be pronounced blessed or blessed, but what comes into your mind? Well, the vast majority of the responses overall had to do with concepts of holiness. You know, like the Blessed Virgin Mary. If somebody says that, does anybody think the Happy Virgin Mary? No, that's not what comes to your mind. And sometimes it's having a favor with God that has to do with being set apart and sanctified. You know, again, a holiness, you know, sort of word. But we've entirely missed what the words Asher and Makarios used in the inspired scripture really mean. And you look them up in a Hebrew or Greek lexicon, which is the same thing as a dictionary, basically. Look those words up, and you'll find that they do mean happy. And even in 1 Timothy 1 and 1 Timothy 6, the word Makarios is used of God, the blessed God. Well, there's not a single translation, and I looked at all of them, that translates the word blessed there happy, the happy God. Yet many commentators say it appears that God is actually being called happy here, but you wouldn't know it in the Bible translations because we don't think of blessed as meaning happy. Well, we need to rethink this. Now, there are other Hebrew and Greek words that are legitimately translated blessed that are different words, and that word blessed can have more of its modern Christian understanding of not only to be favored by God, but have a kind of a holiness aspect to them. But these particular words now get lost. And so my feeling is I'm all in favor of holiness, and I'm all in favor of holiness words. But we've got a lot of holiness words. So let's not take the happiness words and turn them into and understand them as holiness words. God is indeed called the happy God. And that is revolutionary when people get that meaning.